And finally today, Johann Strauss comes to Iowa. You hear that? Well, actually, unlike Dvorak, I don't believe the 19th century Austrian composer Johann Strauss ever set foot on Iowa soil, but now one of his most famous works has been recreated using the sound of Iowa's wind. Listen to this. Recognize it? In a new mini-documentary by Siemens, musician Will Bates harnesses the sounds of the wind power here in Iowa to recreate the well-known waltz by Johann Strauss, Blue Danube. And the musician and creator of that work, Will Bates, joins me now by phone live. Hi, Will.
Hey there. How's it going?
Very well. You're the owner, I want to mention, of Fall on Your Sword, and this is a New York-based music production company?
That's correct. That's us.
How did you get the idea to do this? It sounds wonderful, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I met the director of this piece, Josh Nussbaum, back at Sundance a couple of years ago. He was there with a project, and I was there with a couple of films that I'd scored. And we kind of really hit it off and wanted to work together at some point. And then more recently, he just got back in touch and said he had this idea for this piece. And we just started talking about it and kind of came up with the whole concept of what to shoot and all the sounds that we would do, and kind of took it from there, really.
Mm-hmm. So you traveled here to Iowa. When were you here?
I was there with Josh back in, I guess it was March. It was still pretty cold. You guys have obviously had one of the worst winters ever.
Yes, we did.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we were really, there was one scene where I was kind of dying of frostbite at like 5 o'clock in the morning, but a lot of the people that I was talking to were kind of like, yeah, this is nothing. You guys should have been here a couple of months ago.
Exactly. Well, you can always come back. I'm sure we'll have more winter in the future for you, Will.
That's fine by me.
What did you find when you came out? So give us an idea of the experimentation you were doing. I watched some video online, and it was really interesting. You were sort of looking for sound possibilities with this technology and the wind, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. So we had, when we were meeting in New York at the Fall on Your Sword studios, we were kind of discussing what the piece of music should be. Initially, the idea was that we would make an original piece of music. And then just in terms of kind of figuring out like the visual landscape and the sonic landscape, it kind of made more sense to do something that was more majestic and kind of iconographic. And we stumbled on the idea of the Blue Danube, I think because we were talking about Stanley Kubrick and, you know, the sort of majesty of 2001, and decided that that would be the piece that we would choose. And then kind of boiling down the piece into sort of different sonic categories, like maybe the sound of the wind could be the strings, and the percussion could be the sound of a mallet hitting the turbine. So we went around and kind of made a almost like a laundry list of different sounds that we wanted to capture. And I went out into the field and brought some very odd mics with me, and we built a couple of instruments while we were out there and tried to harness the sound of the wind.
So, built some instruments. What kind of instruments can you build out there in the wind farm?
It's funny. We kind of tested the idea of these PVC pipes when we were here in Brooklyn, just sort of long tubes, and went out on a windy day to see if we could, you know, almost like blowing over a bottle, kind of get a little bit of a tone out of them. And Josh had this idea of taking that concept and just enlarging it. So by the time, he'd already been out in Iowa for a week by the time I got there. And when I arrived, he had somehow got hold of these giant PVC pipes and painted them all like fluorescent colors so that it would look good on film, I guess. And we put contact mics inside of the pipes and put me in a field. And there's you'll see in the video, there's a couple of shots of me trying rather desperately to get this thing to balance on my shoulder on a very windy day.
Okay, we'll hope to put a link to a clip of your video on our website
and
on our Facebook page. We want to hear a little bit of this again going out, but we have about a minute left. So were you acquainted with Iowa before this project?
I was a little bit, yeah. My wife is from Michigan, and my old bandmate, Ryan Gruis is actually from Des Moines, so he had introduced me a little bit.
And then I hear that you're not a native New Yorker. So
I'm not. That's true. Yeah, I'm from London originally. Been here about just over 10 years.
So, what is your impression of primarily Northwest Iowa, the people, the state here?
Everyone was really warm and really generous and extremely curious. I feel like if I'd done the same kind of experiment in New York, where people are a little bit more jaded maybe to the idea of a Brit wandering around with a bunch of microphones. Everyone was really great and generous and really wanted to be kind of involved, which is wonderful.
Okay, how can we watch your documentary? Where will it be available?
I believe it's on, that's a good question. I think it's on the Siemens website. There's definitely a YouTube page with it. But you know what, we'll figure it all out, make sure that it's on your guys' Facebook page.
Okay, yeah, we want to mention in 2013, Siemens was contracted to build the U.S.'s largest onshore wind power installation in southeast Iowa. It's to be completed by the end of 2015. We'll go out with a little of your music. Will Bates, thank you very much for creating this and for explaining how you created it. Thanks. And come back to our Iowa winters and summers anytime, Will.
Thanks for having me.
River to River is produced by Claire Roth, Emily Woodbury, and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.